Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In the 1700s, the British Navy adopted the practice of firing a harmless shot across the bow of an opposing ship to warn of imminent danger if their opponent continued on its current course. This week, the Montana Family Foundation fired a shot across the bow of Montana's public schools. In the past few years, we've received numerous complaints by parents of students being allowed to use the restrooms and showers of the opposite sex. When we approached the schools, we were told by administrators that their hands were tied by an edict from the Biden administration that said Title IX required them to allow students to use the facilities of the gender with which they identified rather than their biological sex. In a letter to school principals, school boards, and the Montana School Boards Association, the Montana Family Foundation is putting schools on notice that the definition of sex discrimination changed with an executive order signed by President Trump entitled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Discrimination and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. As a result, the Department of Education restored the original protections for female students that were included in Title IX. They then went a step further. The Departments of Education, Justice, and Health and Human Services all implemented task forces to track down and defund school districts that were not compliant. They began with 5 school districts in Northern Virginia, then went after the Denver Public School District. Our letter to Montana school administrators clarifies the current policy, the financial risks of noncompliance, and the fact that we will be monitoring individual schools through our vast statewide network of supporters. It's our sincere hope that this proverbial shot across the bow will be enough, and that no actual enforcement actions will be necessary. If you know of any schools that allow students to use opposite-sex restrooms or showers, that allow boys who identify as girls to compete on girls' sports teams, or that use sex education materials that contain woke, transgender, or gender ideology themes, please call our office. All of this is now illegal and places federal funding for schools at risk. You can download a copy of this letter from our website at montanafamily.org. Now, shifting gears to a week filled with anger, grief, and heartache, we mourn the assassination of our good friend Charlie Kirk. I first met Charlie years ago at an event in Washington, D.C., even before the founding of Turning Point USA. He then came to Montana and served as the keynote speaker at 2 of our fall banquets. I recall one afternoon when he and I spent a couple of hours in a small coffee shop in Bozeman that specialized in gluten-free desserts. Charlie was gluten intolerant and made it a point to sample every one of those pastries. He thought he'd hit the jackpot. God's word says that if you're faithful with little, you'll be given more. Charlie faithfully shared God's word as it relates to the culturally relevant issues of our day with small groups and eventually found himself on the national and international stage. He was fearless, bringing the simplicity of God's truth to counter the irrational lunacy now prevalent on so many college campuses. He was smart, articulate, and a powerful spokesman for his generation. In a tribute to Charlie, the Montana Family Foundation is honored to co-sponsor a rally today, Friday, at noon on the steps of the Montana Capitol. It's our chance to celebrate his legacy and a short life well lived. Once again, that's today at noon on the steps of the Montana Capitol. We hope to see you there. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.